And even if you can succeed in disregarding all these programmatic elements and substituting structural and transformational ones, you are still going to have a hard time ridding yourself of associations, even unpastoral ones. This challenge I'm offering invites you to discard your customary listening habits of letting the music nudge you into nice, passive association with personal memories and images, colors, random emotional states, all those experiences of synesthesia. I am rashly suggesting that you change your habits on the spot, that you dump the whole synesthetic baggage, including Beethoven's own suggestive titles, and hear this marvelous example of symphonic metamorphosis as just that. I know how hard it is to do this. I, too, often have difficulty in shedding extra musical associations. I could never listen to the finale of Tchaikovsky's Second Symphony without hearing that great tune in G major in the last movement as a Cole Porter number, only because somebody at a party once delivered it that way. Music playing and palm trees swaying and donkeys braying, and you were in my arms, dear. I'm stuck with it forever. I could never hear that symphony again without that lyric. And it's like that old mental exercise, that game of discipline. Don't think of an elephant for the next 5 seconds. Have you ever tried that? Try it. Try it. Don't think of an elephant. One, two, three, four, five. How'd you do? Did you succeed? Well, maybe. Well, it's the same with listening to the Pastoral Symphony. It's a matter of not thinking of those elephants, which in this case are those birds and those storms and those shepherd's pipes and all the rest of it, and listen to the metaphors that I've been showing you. And some of you may resist, and some of you may even rebel. Some of you may say, but I like those centaurs and fauns of Walt Disney, and I want to think of them when I hear this music. But give it a chance. I hope you'll try. Because at the very least, it's splendid self-discipline, very good for the character. And at best, if you do succeed, you may be hearing a whole new piece by Beethoven. Good luck.